Lecture topic, recipe for success.
A well-known and very often quoted couplet, two couplets of Hadith Aziz al-Hasan Marzub rahmatullahi alayhi, which summarizes what is our responsibility. We want to progress, we want to succeed. So what's the method and what's the procedure? So he has summarized this whole process in two couplets. He says, Kamyabi to kaam se hogi, na ke husne kalam se hogi. Success will come with effort. If a person is going to just dream about success, just dream about getting things done, that's not going to happen. You have to make an effort. Effort in our situation in terms of getting closer to Allah Ta'ala, getting our Islah completed. The one part is doing what we're supposed to do. The effort on the other side is to stay away from what we're supposed to stay away from. Words, actions, thoughts. That's the effort. So now, in order to bring that under control, what effort is required? That effort. That effort is to associate ourselves with somebody who will guide us, be clear and transparent in how we deal, and take the advice, apply it. So this is the process. So kamyabi to kaam se hogi, na ke husne kalam se hogi. It's not going to happen by just fanciful talk. A person has got a lot of things to say, and he can say it in a very eloquent manner, or on a more broader level, just by giving a lot of eloquent talks and speeches. That itself is not going to make the work get done. The work will get done with effort. The talks, that has its place, but it's the effort that will get it done. Then a very important part of the effort that comes in the next two lines, that zikr ke iltizam se hogi, with the consistency on zikr. No day should pass where the zikr got missed. Outwardly, these things seem like very ordinary. You know, just one of those things that just start happening in a routine. And it happens, doesn't happen, no big deal. Whereas it has a very deep impact on everything. So when a person misses his zikr, there's a weakness that will set in spiritually. And then that weakness will obviously create space for other things to come in. So, zikr ke iltizam. And the last thing he says, or fikr ke ihtimam se hogi. That a person is making fikr about himself, is giving due importance to being concerned about himself, about what's going on in his life, is taking time to surround, to ponder, to look within himself, where am I heading, what am I doing, how long this particular matter I haven't yet rectified and corrected, what am I going to do now, who am I going to get it sorted out by. That thought, that thinking, often we don't give due time to that, due importance to it. We don't consider where we're heading and how we're going about things. As a result, time passes. When we really decide to sit up and take note, sometimes the time has passed. So this is the process, this is the method in which this Islah takes place, the purpose of our life is achieved. But when these things are left aside, it's just left to talks, then nothing is going to happen. So this is the process. The person who's genuine about wanting to succeed, so then that's the path. He'll have to travel the path. He wants to get to the destination by merely dreaming about it. Not going to happen. He'll have to travel the path. Allah Ta'ala.